When people come to yoga, they have an idea that some of their attitudes are going to change, or they may become happier or more peaceful. So how does that work? Well, a lot of people start coming to yoga with asana class. They start doing the physical postures. And when they come to class, a skillful teacher will help them disengage whatever has been preoccupying their mind. So they come in with this sort of churning, wandering mind. And as they go through their asana class, the teacher starts to engage them with an internal experience. So you start paying attention to the way your body feels when you're moving, or your breath. And after you do this for an hour or an hour and a half, you've taken a nice long break from the normal preoccupation of your mind, and you feel great. So how does this carry over into our everyday life? How can we do this in other places, off the mat? Well, in yoga, we start to work with our senses. So we have us, our organism, and then we have the world around us, our external world. And the interface between those is our senses. So with our senses, our five senses that we traditionally think of, we take in impressions of the world. And in yoga, we have five additional senses where we act on the world. So by working with our senses, we work on what we're taking in, the impressions. And every impression that we take in, we have to process with our mind. We decide something about it, we like it, we don't like it. So depending on what kind of impressions we're taking in or how often we're taking them in, we can affect the state of our being. Take sight. Vision is something that we all rely pretty heavily on. And if you've ever had an afternoon where you've gotten lost on your computer, surfing the web, or social media, think about how you felt after that. So maybe there's some sort of mental exhaustion or just a brain fog. We feel tired because we've overstimulated that sense of sight. On the other hand, we hear of situations where people have sense deprivation. So maybe they're put in a room with very little light. And we also know that that doesn't work out so well. So there's a too much, not enough kind of balance that we have to find with our senses. There's also the quality of what we're taking in. So for example, we may watch a violent movie. We take that into our senses and it makes us feel a certain way. Or we watch a really uplifting movie that makes us feel connected to the world around us. And that makes us feel a certain way. So we start to pay attention to how things are making us feel. It sounds simple, but it makes a big difference to how our organism is operating. And we can do this with all the senses. There's taste, for example. So you may have had the experience, maybe there's a bar of chocolate, a big bar of chocolate, and you intend to just have one piece. And you end up eating the whole thing. Well, how do you feel after that? On the other hand, maybe you haven't eaten in a long time and you're hungry, and you start to get impatient, testy, kind of short with people. So we look at that with all of the senses. I had mentioned that we have some outgoing senses. One of those is talking. So how do you feel when you talk too much? Maybe you just have a day where you have a lot of meetings or a lot of presentations and you're talking all day. How does that make you feel? Or on the other hand, you might have had a situation in a group of people where you wanted to share your opinion, but there was no chance. Maybe, you know, there were a couple people that were really dominant in the group and there just was no room for you. And how did that make you feel? So we really take a look at these. And what I suggest doing is pay attention to one for about a week. Really watch how you're taking in impressions through your, you know, start with your eyes. See how that makes you feel. And this is what yoga's all about. It's creating awareness of how you're operating and what works for you as a person. As you become more aware, you start to make choices that are in service of your health and well-being.